in order, please. You're only messing. It's only gonna wait. It's only gonna waste time. Can you get behind the guy?
Pat Green and Ronan Geoghegan. Right, 4 years together now to hold hands all the way down. So don't get lonely or nervous, enjoy it. Ready, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Next is 2 10, go!
Just in front of the Custom House in Dublin, two men are working on a large aluminium frame with red boxes on it. This is the electronic finishing line for the annual Liffey Swim race. Watching them is Joe Brown.
That's the tyre, the watches, the backup.
This is his last year to help organise the race after 25 years.
It's 12 o'clock, it's not in yet. So
back to the old fashioned way.
We're panicking a little bit.
Joe can't hang around.
I'll see you down there, right?
Yeah.
20 minutes, right?
No problem.
Make that 17.
He has to head back up the quays to the start line at the riverside gates of Guinness's.
Number 64, John Riley.
Inside your wrist.
Up at the start line, there's a bizarre scene. It's the Dublin Quays. It's in the middle of the city, all right, but it's full of hundreds of men in speedos and swimming caps and nothing else standing on the footpath. One or two slathering Vaseline on their torsos.
So you don't chafe, you know the way chafing from the stroke.
All right.
Put some Vaseline.
It's not to stop other fellas pulling you down under it.
No, it doesn't get that rough. But it is hopefully to stop any little things swimming up in and that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Joe, how's fun? Lovely morning for you, isn't it?
Thank God.
Joe Brown volunteers to help run the Liffey Swim, and it's sponsored by Dublin City Council, which for Joe is appropriate, because at one point in his life, the city authorities gave him a valuable bailout.
I started off as a tailor and then I ended up as a production manager for Grainne O'Rourke models.
So you were, what kind of stuff, did you tailor women's suits?
Women's suits and clothes, yeah, that's what I did.
Mostly. That was the skill.
Yeah, it was indeed. I used to enjoy working there and unfortunately casuals took over. None of us are wearing suits anymore. So after I was a year and a half on the dole, which I didn't like, and I decided then to apply to Dublin City Council. And the only job I got was sweeping the road, so I started sweeping the road. And then I ended up as an inspector in the cleansing department after a couple of years, you know.
Were you ashamed to be sweeping the roads?
No, I decided no one else wanted me. So, and I said to myself, well, they're prepared to pay me a few bob a week. And where did I get the job? Holt, outside my own village. So it was no problem.
But did anyone stop at you and look at you?
Oh, yeah, everybody kept stopping and saying, oh, you're too good to be sweeping this year, or this, that and the other. I said, yeah, well, who came to me door and offered me to pay me bills when I was getting into debt?
Pride wasn't going to pay your bills.
No, exactly, no.
I might win then. Waiting too long, so you won't jump.
No, good on.
Make sure the time is down.
24, excuse me. 21, 22. Can you bring his lovely daddy in here, please? Oh, sorry. Have we a number 23?
No, 28.
Yeah, Kevin.
Down in the river, the Lord Mayor is waiting in a rubber dinghy. She has a whistle to start the race. Around her are safety canoes, and in front of her, a wide, dark green plastic pontoon, a wobbly platform moored in place by the army. This is where Joe stands, loudhailer in hand, waiting for the swimmers to come down the steps in groups according to their start times.
Going in 10 seconds now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! There's three jelliers out there.
Take it easy, Graham. Getting a boat down.
150, go! Next is 2:10. A Paul Byrne, a previous winner there.
After 10 minutes, all the men are gone. The women's race is in an hour, but Joe has to follow the men in a boat.
That guy doing the breaststroke now, is he in trouble?
He's the American fella.
No, that's the American fella, yeah. He's not used to it, he's staying his time, you know.
Joe's not just watching for swimming technique, he's watching the narrative of the race unfold. Yes, this is sport, but it's also his show that he's choreographed by handicap. He's timed the swimmers so the race will be as tight as possible and the people on the riverbank will get maximum entertainment.
Going under Hay Creek Bridge. Would they be able to hear the crowd at all?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What?
That's what upsets you.
Why?
Because you start thinking, and there, you think you're near there, and you get excited, then you want to go, you know?
The Conway Bridge is lined with people.
Do you hear that? That echo? That's what it's like going under O'Connell Bridge. It's so wide, it's like going through a tunnel.
In our day, we did not bring lights.
Finally, under the loop line rail bridge to the finish line at the Custom House.
That's going to be the winner of the 90th
Olympic swim. Hello, Driscoll.
The Artane band strike up on the steps of the Custom House. But for Joe, it's back down to Guinness's for the start of the women's race.
Ready, thanks for calling up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
You can't do it.
You can't, get in there. Get in there. Come on. Do your mother, go on. Do your mother tells you.
Round me.
3, 2, 1, go! 3:10. 3:20 is next.
Joe Brown, his last year handicapping the Liffey Swim. There's a longer version of this program on the website, rte.ie/docon1. You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Ronan Kelly.